Hey, this is Ricky Combat from CCW.
And my name is Marion Armstrong and I am addicted to violence.
Nice, Ricky, Marion, a pleasure as always having you in the studio. Ricky might start by telling us a big show for CCW next week because it's a big anniversary for the company.
That's right, we're 5 years coming, 5 years growing, and it's going to be bigger, better than ever. If you were there last year, you'll know that that was probably our biggest revolution to date. And this year is going to be no different. We're going to keep going, keep the momentum flowing, and we hope to see everybody there.
Marion, you've been with the company pretty much from the start, haven't you?
Yeah, I've been around a lot in a few different capacities and stuff, ring announcing, a little bit backstage stuff, all that kind of thing. I was at the first Revolution, which was in Bishopstown, which is where we're going back to next week.
Back to your spiritual home.
Exactly.
So to speak.
I mean, it's fairly poetic. I kind of like the idea of the returning conquering heroes almost. Like, I mean, we were there for the first Revolution, which was the start of the big shows for CCW, and coming back 5 years later with hopefully a bigger show and a better show for the audience.
And Ricky, when did you get involved with the promotion?
I mean, I've been involved with CCW and kind of Irish wrestling as well for the last kind of 3 years now. I started off kind of, you know, behind the scenes at Revolution 2. And since then, it's been kind of growing, coming into my own scene. I've seen, you know, I suppose things change and people come and people go. But one thing that's remained the same is that we've got such great fans that keep coming to the shows. And yeah, we just want to keep, you know, delivering bigger and better. And we really, really kind of want to do something special. We know that we're kind of in competition with, you know, a lot that's on TV, and there's a lot of great other companies out there too. And, you know, we're willing to kind of fight for that and, I suppose, get people involved and get them to come to the shows.
And Marion, I suppose, that, as Ricky was mentioning there, the company's always evolving, it's always improving.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's grown so much. I mean, you can see that from at the moment we're targeting two markets. There's the family friendly market, which is what the Revolution event is next week, and we also have started to branch into the over 18s territory, which we've done a lot of shows.
That's
in
been really successful, hasn't it?
It's been amazing. The audiences at that are getting bigger and louder and crazier for every show, and it's amazing to see that there is this, like, I suppose people our age. Like,
exactly.
We're all saying it. Like, you have people that looked back on, I suppose, the Attitude Era of the WWE and the Stone Colds and the Rocks, and they want that. They want to see that kind of action, and that's what the Over 18 show does. It brings that to them.
And at the end of the day, it is a variety show. People want to see different things at this as well. So we do cater to all those different things. So, you know, as far as the Over 18 shows goes, currently we're based out of Penrose Wharf, but as Marion was just saying, this week we're coming back to Bishopstown, which I suppose is really kind of, I suppose, important to, you know, local communities. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to bring wrestling to those local communities, you know, for kind of, I suppose, kids and the younger age to enjoy. Whereas we understand too that, you know, if you're over 18 and you want to consume some beer and bring your own alcohol and things like that, you know, we're going to do that in the central hub and, you know, in the city centre of Cork for you guys, so that you can go off to your pubs afterwards, and that's always going to be on a Saturday night. So yeah, the BYOB is never going to change. Saturday night is never going to change. But we're going to keep bringing, I suppose, the all-age action, which, you know, it's still going to, you know, possess a lot of that variety, a lot of those, you know, itty-gritties. And it's still going to be very entertaining to anybody that is over 18. However, you know, we welcome all ages at these shows.
Yeah, but the thing you said about the evolution of it is amazing, because when it started, it was very much bringing in talent from Dublin and up the north and things like that. At the moment, there's, like, as there's two of us here now, like, there's local talent. There's a lot more faces you'll see on these shows, and I think the audiences are responding to that.
It's like the last time we had Raven Creed and Billy Bedlam out here, like,
exactly.
You know what I mean?
There you go, like, that's another two, like, really strong, great local wrestlers who are able to talk, they're able to fight, they're able to do it all, you know what I mean? And that's amazing to see that a city like Cork is able to produce these talents that the audience are getting behind, cheering, booing, whatever it is.
You know, Ireland has been only producing, I suppose, stars for the last 13 years. You know, Irish wrestling is still very, very new to the scene, and I know, so Cork wrestling is a little bit behind, because, I mean, CCW is only 5 years old now. But we are, you know, we're going to continue to kind of, I suppose, surge, you know, new life and new blood and fresh faces into the scene, and that's what we want to do. And, you know, the same way that Red FM is a big part of Cork City, CCW strives to be the exact same.
And there's a couple of Irish wrestlers now flying high in the WWE.
Sure,
has that made a difference towards people coming towards the company, you know, CCW?
I'd like to think so. You know, obviously, you know, Sheamus began with Irish Whip Wrestling a long couple of years ago. Finn Balor, who would have been Prince David over in Japan as well, you know, he began with NWA Ireland, which is now
he created NWA Ireland.
Yeah, he created it with Paul Tracy. So yeah, they were, I suppose, the godfathers of Irish wrestling. You know, obviously Lee Callahan, who is the owner of CCW, is a big part of the Irish wrestling scene. Joe Cabray in Dublin. And there's a lot of people doing great work all across the Irish scene. But it's still new, and it's, you know, it's still something that we're just trying to do our part. You know, we're kind of a spoke on the wheel here too, but you know, we're just, you know, trying to pull our weight.
I think what having people like Finn Balor, Becky Lynch, Sheamus, people like that, or even Finlay back in the day and stuff, people like that, having them over there, it makes it seem like a less unattainable thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's something
that you looked at it as a child and you went, oh, Hulk Hogan, I could never be him. Stone Cold, I could never be him. But you look at Finn Balor and it's like, that's a guy who grew up in Bray, went through the same school systems that the three of us all went through.
And he was
the first ever Universal Champion. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's attainable.
I think that will drive fans to want to be involved because they think that it's something they want to see. So they'll come to the shows to see how to get involved, to hopefully see the future stars of the WWE. I mean, like, it's not long ago that Finn Balor was wrestling on shows like the one that you'll see next week at Revolution.
And I saw Sheamus and Trebulgan years ago.
Exactly. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? It's crazy. It's amazing that you will see these. You'll see, you don't know who's going to be famous. So come get your picture taken with the wrestlers because it could be worth money in the future.
That's it.
All right, boys, get us up to date in the timeline. Where are you both at heading into Saturday?
Saturday I have a tag team match. It's myself and my cousin Butch against a team of Rough Stuff. The tag team division is heating up massive at the moment, and this is basically, I think, like, as far as I can see, there's tag team titles there, and whoever wins this, as far as I can see, is definitely in line for a shot.
Ricky, last time you wrote, you had a belt. You don't have a belt now. What's going on?
Things change, I guess. So I guess currently coming into Saturday, I'm scheduled to face Tron. So Tron is the Northern Irish Nightmare. He's a big guy, 7 foot, about over 300 pounds. So I've certainly got my work cut out for me. But you know, I'm no stranger to, I suppose, competition myself. And yeah, we'll see what happens come Saturday. You know, obviously there's a lot of balls in the air, a lot of stakes at play here. So, you know, still coming back for that belt, hoping to leave a big impression. So far, I suppose I've taken on Joseph Connors. He's been involved with the UK tournament. Jordan Devlin too in the past, and Pastor William Eaver, who's now the current CCW heavyweight champion. So I've got a lot of things in my sights and a lot of things that I want to take on, but first up is Tron on Saturday at CCW Revolution 5,
and that's happening in Bishopstown. Doors are open when?
Doors open, hang on, I have the information here. Doors open, it's Saturday, June 3rd, the bell time is 7 o'clock, but the doors are 6:30. You can buy the tickets on eventbrite.com or go to the CCW website, ccwofficial.com.
Boys, thanks a million for coming out to us. Best luck with the show next Saturday.
Thanks very much.